डॉक्टर दिखाई देंगे फिजिकल पेशेंट नेम चैम्बर CAMP BELL टेस्ट मैकन MCKENNS कैंबल मकैनस MCKENS जूडथ JUDITH कैंबल मकैनस जूडथ डेट ऑफ बर्थ 4/22/1937 प्लेस फ्यूचर के चार्ज विलेज की डेट ऑफ सर्विस 11/7/2023 इनिशियल हिस्ट्री एंड फिजिकल डेट ऑफ सर्विस 11/7/2023 हिस्ट्री एंड फिजिकल दिस इज 86 ईयर ओल्ड फीमेल पेशेंट विद मल्टीपल मेडिकल प्रॉब्लम हाइपरटेंशन हाइपरलिपिडेमिया प्रीवियस राइट MCA स्ट्रोक विद लेफ्ट साइड वीकनेस She came to the emergency room John Hopkins with the fall. Patient was evaluated. She had a fall while she was going to the restroom. She used walker to ambulate. After the fall, she was brought to the hospital. Patient was evaluated. She had a severe pain in the left ankle. She was noted to have a fracture. Left ankle malleolar, trimalleolar, TRIMALLEOLAR, trimalleolar fracture left ankle with the posterior dislocation of the talotibial joint. Patient has a known previous CVA with ambulatory dysfunction. Recently, she has declining overall her daily functions and multiple falls recently. She has MRI done in outpatient in September 2028 shows acute watershed infarct in John Hopkins. She has evaluated by neurology because of aphasia, leg weakness. Concerning for the new stroke, neurology recommended PTA head and neck that shows bilateral chronic MCA stenosis. EEG did not show any seizure activity. Patient was monitored closely. Echo bubble study was non-conclusive. Physical therapy saw the patient, they recommended subacute rehab. Primary ulnar fracture of the left ankle, orthopedic consulted. They did a close reduction. PT of the lower extremity down shows communicative fracture of the medial malleolus without significant displacement. Oblique fracture extending from the posterior tibia malleolus into the articular surface. Spiral fracture of the distal fibula without displacement. No ankle dislocation was observed on CT scan. Cast was placed by orthopedic surgery and they recommended to follow outpatient in 2 weeks by orthopedic and pain medication as advised by them. Here the UTI was treated. Equalized UTI with ampicillin treated. For hypertension, she was maintained with a blood pressure medication. After stabilization, patient was sent to subacute rehab. When I saw the patient today, she was lying on the bed, has a pain and ache in the ankle, get relief with pain medication, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. That's medical history, as I mentioned. Number one, hypertension. Number two, hyperlipidemia. Number three, right MCA stroke with left side weakness. Ambulatory dysfunction, use walker at home. History of recent fall with a fracture of the left ankle. Medication upon discharge, prednisone. He was taking before was advised to stop. And exalted in, she was advised to stop at the hospital. Medication upon discharge, she was advised to take aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, lidocaine patch 4% for the pain, nitrofurantoin 100 mg twice a day to complete the course for UTI, oxycodone 5 mg every 8 hour PRN, Miralax 17 gram daily, Sanocide 2 tablet twice a day, Lisinopril 5 mg daily, Prolia, PROLIA, subcutaneous injection, as advised by the hospital, duration for osteoporosis, the dose will be verified from the hospital. They have not clearly mentioned the dose. Lower system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no condition, cardiac, no chest, no palpitation, GI, no arm, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, pain in the ankle, genital, urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, paralysia, paresthesia, musculoskeletal, difficulty, ambulation, generalized weakness. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, cooperative. Blood pressure. ...122/68, pulse 82, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse oxygen 96%, hydrogenic normophilic, eyes anatheric, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart exercise 2, abdomen soft, non-tender, bottom positive, extremity, left leg, cast it in place. Neuro is awake, alert. Oriented time 3. Left side weakness from the previous stroke. Surgical history, shoulder history of hip surgery, history of laminectomy, history of lumbar laminectomy and discectomy. Social history, live with her husband. She used to smoke but quit smoking, no drug abuse. Assessment, patient is admitted. With the tarsal fall with the fracture, trimalleolar left ankle, next line, PVA, next line, left side weakness, next line, history of expressive aphasia, next line, urinary tract infection, next line, hypertension, next line, history of osteoporosis, next line, plan of care, next line, we continue all the current medications, follow-up labs, electrolytes, PTOT, and orthopedic follow-up. Here can discuss with the nursing staff. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.